Good day, everybody. Good day. October 31st. Happy Halloween. How are you? It's Tuesday. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. How are you? How are you? Did you know we have 8 weeks left in the year? 8 weeks. That's it. 8 weeks. Less than, 8 weeks. That's it. Or 8 weeks. That's it. And it's been a long year. It's been a difficult year. It's been a crazy year. It's been a happy year. It's been a sad year. It's been a year of testing. It's been a year of humble. It's been a year of making things happen. It's been a year of letting things happen. It's been a year of let things are in other people's hands. And it's just been crazy. It's been crazy that way. But you know what? It's for some reason, for all of that trouble, it still feels better than 2016 for some reason. And that's a good thing. Yeah, these are new. Today, talking about listening this week. And yesterday it was kind of just like an introduction into what's going on. I got to get my notes because I have them laid out. And an introduction into listening and listening as a key to successful leadership. And today, yesterday I mentioned several types, the informational, the critical, the listening to understand and feel emotions or for feelings and emotions, to enjoy things like music. Today for the leaders and for you leaders out there already in active leadership positions, I want to talk about listening actively. And it's important to listen actively because you as a leader, you must be able to handle any one of these at any given moment. You must be look for information. Because people turn to you for information, you need to be on the lookout for information on a constant basis. Critical thinking, or critical listening, sorry about that, to evaluate and analyze, definitely is one that you always have to have that ear on. It's always got to be on. It just cannot be off, and that's kind of all the time. So even if you're in your office, the door's open, because you should have your door open, listen to what's going on out there. If you hear something, say something. You've heard that before. You've heard that a lot. Say it in a sense of asking for clarification. If you're just not too sure about what you heard, ask for clarification. But you need to be constantly listening. And therapeutic listening, to understand feeling and emotion. If you hear something going on or people are sitting there talking to you across the desk from you, don't just wander off into the ether and not pay attention. Because you have to listen, they have to be heard, you have to listen, you have to hear them, you have to really deep down inside hear them. If they're coming to you with a problem, or they're coming to you with a situation that's not been addressed, or they feel has not been addressed, address it. Address it with them at that moment, but don't spill the beans, don't go into too much detail if you're not allowed to, especially if it's an HR-related issue, if it's a personnel issue, but let them know, hey, look, it's going to take some time, things are on their way. Things are happening, but it might not be as fast as you like them, but it's going to happen. Leaders must be actively listening. They have no choice. You've got to be actively listening all the time. So get out there and listen. Make sure you're listening. Make sure they know that you're listening to them and that you're understanding them. Everyone, have a great day. Happy Halloween. Remember, stay away from the candy dish. Yeah, and I know it's difficult, especially waiting for the kids to come around, you start dipping in. So stay away from that. I'm going to try tonight. I'm not going to say I'm successful, but I'm going to try. So, hey, have a great day. Have a happy Halloween and make today, especially today, because it's for the kids, make it better than yesterday. Talk to you soon.